The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
And I am grateful to all of you, my dear friends. It's James Padgett. And I want to encourage you in your prayers that you may ask for the great gift of the Father's love often and with deep and sincere longing of the soul. The truth that was brought through me 100 years ago has not changed. For the truth of God's universe is constant. The truth of receiving the great gift of God's love continues to be vital. And you, my beloved friends, continue to bring that truth to the world. I urge you to put aside your reluctance, your skepticism, all those things that are of the human condition, and walk in faith. This is something I found difficult to do when I walked the earth, to truly believe in the mission and the gift that was given by Jesus and the Celestials to bring the truth of God's love forward. I hid myself away with fear that others would judge me and reject me if I brought such a radical truth out in the open. Today, it is not so much the ridicule that is a problem. It is finding those ears who will listen, those who are open to hearing the wonderful news of the bestowal of God's love to humanity. So many are busy and distracted and unable to hear this message. Many who belong to the Christian churches are skeptical of what you say, although there is no true logical reason why. For it is the truth, and it is simple, and it is given directly by you as an example of this gift within your being. Be that humble example, beloved and beautiful friends. Be true to the efforts of the angels, to Jesus' mission, which is to bring all souls to the truth of God's love. In this way, you will find great rewards, blessings, upliftment. The gift of the angels with you, wherever you may go. Yes, I was deeply blessed. Well, I was used as a channel, an instrument for these messages of truth. And I am forever grateful for the ministrations of the Master and the Celestial angels who accompanied him and who were with me and those who were with me during these times to receive these messages. But indeed, even with my reluctance, these messages came to be in print and came to be available to all of you. And so there are those who follow their guidance, who are willing to hear the will of God and to act upon it, who are stronger and who were stronger than I was. I do not wish for any of you to fall into this misconception that if you are to be harbingers of truth, you are to be instruments of God, channels of love, that the world will reject you, that your life will come to disarray and deep problems. For the opposite is true, my friend. As you come closer to God and receive his great gift of love, joy and harmony well up within you and are expressed through you. Who would reject a joyful man, a harmonious woman, who expresses love and light, who is generous of the soul, who walks with God? Some may be fearful, some may be skeptical, but indeed many will be drawn to those of you who are willing to step forward in light and truly be God's instruments in the world. We cannot let this truth be lost again. We must do whatever we can, in whatever way we can, to bring this truth to the world, to be clear and in alignment with God as we speak and do his bidding. It does not require complex sermons. It only requires love, acknowledgement of your brothers and sisters in love, and to speak of love and where love comes from. And the highest love of all is available to every soul. It is a simple truth and a simple way. But first and foremost, you must be in the condition of light, in that place of great faith and truth, where God's divine love, his essence, has awakened your soul and continues to cleanse it and transform it. This is the way to powerful instrumentality, the way to being a beautiful light in the world. And it must be your first and foremost effort to seek the love of God, to ask for this gift in your prayers, to ask to be awakened to all truth, to ask to be close to your Heavenly Father, his angels, to our beloved brother Jesus, and to all spirits of light who are helping to pave the way to bring the truth of God's love to the world. In this desire, in these simple prayers, all else will follow. All else will be given. I urge you forward, my friends. I urge you to be a light. I urge you to release all barriers, all fears, all things of the mind that hold you back from God. It is time to be brave and forthright and true to the will of God, to walk in the world as God wishes for you to walk, to be in the world as is in harmony with his laws of love, to speak, to share, to love, to embrace, to uphold all in the world. For each is your precious brother or sister, a child of God. And speak to the children, those who are innocent and open. Speak to them how God loves them so, and how beautiful and precious they are. Share your love. Share the good tidings of his love. And be a light in the world. I am James Padgett, and I come to pray with you and be with you in this sanctuary of light. God bless you. God bless you all. My love is with you. And I am Leslie Stone. And I wish to reinforce my beloved brother's message. I too want to encourage you upon this path of service, this path that God will guide you upon, will open doors for you, will inspire you, and bring to you all that you require to be his instrument of love and truth in the world. Be true to your soul. Be true to the truth. And walk in the way of love, each of you doing so in your unique and beautiful selves, expressing and being the light that has encouraged you to blossom and to be those beautiful children of God. Walk with God, beloved, beautiful souls. Be of love, express love. And we shall be close, encouraging and uplifting, bringing greater light, inspiration. I am Leslie Stone. My love for you is great, my friend's honor, and I fully understand your struggles, but yet you persist. And this is the way to bring what is needed to the world. God bless you. God bless you all in his love.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.